NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovar. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has already signed several bills since the session ended, including universal child care, making New Mexico the first state in the nation to guarantee no-cost child care. House Bill 80, the Oil and Gas Conservation Tax Act, changes that ensures oil and gas tax dollars go toward cleaning up orphaned and abandoned wells, and four bills she says are aimed at supporting and furthering education in the state of New Mexico and introducing new math and reading requirements.
We are grateful as a nation. I'm grateful as a governor. We are grateful as policymakers in the state that men and women are dedicated to the education of our children. But when we don't lean in hard for the things that we know that make a difference for our students, then we make our jobs harder and we don't do the work that we ought to be doing for kiddos like Maya. And that is the reason that we do it. So the literacy bill, the math bill, making sure that we are not taking money out of the pockets of our educators when we're trying to fix a problem like insurance, and making sure that special education is really getting the attention.
One of those bills would make the Office of the Special Education permanent within the Public Education Department. This office will track and prevent discrimination against special needs students. The High Quality Literacy Instruction Bill mandates schools to use proven reading materials based on the science of reading, and Senate Bill 29, also known as the Math Requirements for Teaching License, is said to focus on math improvement. And the final education bill deals with school employee insurance programs. And the Bureau of Land Management's Roswell Field Office will host three Freedom 250 events in March to celebrate the nation's 250th birthday. Two will be Junior Ranger Days, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on March 13th and again on March 20th at the Valley of Fires Recreation Area in Carrizozo. The other will be a hike on the Kit Carson Loop at Fort Stanton Snowy River Cave National Conservation Area at 10 a.m. on March 21st. Freedom 250 is the national nonpartisan organization leading the celebration of the United States of America's birthday, and you can learn more at freedom250.org. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.